does that mean you?
Just saying.
Okay. All right, this expression, say if you had troubles and you were telling me about it, you might say, well, troubles too. If you had troubles and you were telling me about them, you'd say, well, I
have troubles too.
Okay. And heard about a loud noise, you might say, did you
hear that?
So, yes, I
heard it.
I have
heard it.
Okay. And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, no, but I've
heard of him, but I don't know him.
Okay. And let's say if a friend comes back to town, or somebody might ask you, well, haven't you seen him yet? You might say, No, I haven't seen him. Okay. And you might be asked, well, has your brother seen him? And you might say, well, no, he
hasn't seen him.
What about if a man owns a farm, but he just lets it go, you know, the grass starts growing real high? You might say, well, I just don't understand it, but he just seemed to care.
Doesn't seem to care, just letting it go to waste.
Okay. What about a mother has been dressing her child, but the day comes when she decides that the child's gonna do it himself. She might walk into the room with the clothes in her hand and say, okay, your clothes.
Put them on.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Just kind of fill in with blank. She'd say, blank your clothes.
Yeah. Put them on.
Or hit.
Here they are.
If I ask you if you think Carter is going to be reelected, you might say, well, no, but many people who think so.
Yeah. Oh, well, there is. But I don't know who's going to be elected now. I hope he's not.
But there are people who think so.
There are people who think so.
Yeah. Right. So if you met a little boy on the street in town and he acted like he was afraid of you, you might try to calm him down by saying, oh, don't be afraid.
I ain't gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna bother you.
Okay. And so if you gave somebody a ride into town, as he's getting out of the car, he might bark you. And you might say, oh, that's all right. We
do that all.
Or were you going in anywhere?
Were you going anyhow?
Okay, what about, what do you call the thing that a woman wears over her dress in the kitchen?
My apron.
Sure. Okay. And do you have a name for a big old thing? It looks kind of like a pillar, but it's almost twice as big as a pillow that you might keep on the bed just for looks.
Yeah, but I don't know what to call them things.
Ever heard of a bolster?
Yeah.
So it'd be called a
bolster.
So if you wanted to get some water off a piece of land, if you wanted to drain the water off, or would you call the thing that you dug to take the water off?
Ditch.
Sure. Sure. Do you have a name for a place in the land that's been